You think maybe you need to take skeeter repellent if you go to the ballpark tonight?
Probably wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Although I say that, and night before last, I was outside for quite a bit of time in kind of a woody area, and none.
Well, that's good. I'm afraid they're out there. I got bit yesterday a couple of times.
Uh-oh.
And obviously, there's going to be some humidity tonight. I'm sorry. We are reminded, as you said, maybe this is the last vestige of summer.
Yeah.
Be nice if that is the case, but I'm not convinced that's true. We'll just have to wait and see.
Nor am I. I'm just hoping for the best.
Sure. Anyway, once again, we were able to get a little moisture out of the atmosphere yesterday. May not see any more for the next little while, but boy, my grass looks fantastic right now. Boys won't come over, but we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Mine's looking better, except for that one patch.
That one patch,
it's my fault. It's my own fault. I just waited too long to water, and it
just died. Well, that's right. There are a lot of folks who just let it go. They did the Chase Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd like to have that trademarked, actually.
Would you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. The Chase Murphy let it die theorem.
This story was making the rounds yesterday. I don't know if y'all heard this or not. Clint Eastwood's out promoting a new movie.
He's directing or acting?
I think he's, well, I don't know. I have no idea what he's doing.
Making money off of it.
Latest film. Anyway, he was talking to the LA Times. He said he once entertained the idea of playing Superman.
Hmm.
Tells the paper that Warner Brothers head honcho asked him about doing Superman. And Clint said he told him, nah, that's not for me. Not that there's anything wrong with it, it's just not for me. And also, he apparently was offered the role of James Bond after Sean Connery left, and he turned that down as well. He's pretty happy. Well, I think he just, Dirty Harry didn't talk nearly as much as he shot, which I think probably kind of appealed to him a little bit.
Right.
I think it's just that, and that's fine that we know him that way now, but I think that probably fit the man as much as anything else.
Once again, because they were running Dirty Harry movies, or they've been running Dirty Harry movies all week.
They have, haven't they?
On AMC.
Yeah.
And when you put it in the context of those movies are almost 40 years old.
Yeah, they are. Aren't they?
Very dark.
Mm-hmm.
Very dark for the time.
Yeah, yeah. He, Harry was not a happy guy.
No.
Pretty much showed it. So, nonetheless, I did. I watched, I don't know which one it was. Heck, they all kind of fold in together, don't they? Just get the big gun out and shoot as much as you can.
Yeah, kill them all, let the paramedics sort them out.
That's it. So, anyway, we got a collection of things that your dog eats. Things that your dog eats.
Do we want to... Okay, go ahead.
Well, I mean, let's talk about it. My dog, here's one. My dog eats socks. She is a golden and always has. We've never gone to the vet before. Everything seems to be okay now. Our yellow lab ate a 5-gallon bucket of rat poison. Vet saved him, but it cost $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
My black lab... do we see a...
There seems to be a common denominator
something
here.
Like this. This black lab ate his whole shock collar, including the lithium battery. Another one, my dog ate a $25 pair of pigskin work gloves. My fiance had a 180-pound pit bull. That can't be right, can it?
I don't know. Nothing shocks me anymore.
That's right. My dog ate a pound of uncooked rice, half a loaf of bread, half a pound of butter, and the molding from the kitchen and living room. So, oh my gosh, that got the phones going. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. As a kid, we used to have Great Danes, and ours got into the icebox and ate two hams and a raw chicken.
If you've never seen the movie The Ugly Dachshund, it's very much worthwhile.
Hello.
My dog will eat anything. I think she's half goat.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Great Danes or something. Hey, it's time for I've Never Won Anything From You Guys.
Oh,
695-1620.
I know. He remembered without me even telling him.
I did, didn't I?
You I'm didn't so even proud come of you, little
know.
Fella.
Yeah.
Are we Scotty's growing up?
Hello.
Hey, my dog ate my
homework
underneath my camper.
He ate what underneath your camper?
My electric line.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Happy puppy, I'm sure. Yeah, you got to be glad about having to go under and rewire that. Hello. Oh.
Well, all right. Fine then.
695-1620 if you've never won. In other words, if we recognize your name, you don't win.
Do we want to tell them what they're going to win just so they might be aching to be able to use them or know
that's
somebody
true,
who will?
Because they need to, don't they?
When, yeah, I hate to see them go to waste.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, it doesn't matter. They're calling anyway.
They are calling anyway?
Yeah. They'll find somebody to give them away to.
Yeah, because they are transferable.
Hello,
yeah.
How are you?
Good.
Have you ever won from us?
I have not.
Have you ever called us before?
Yes, but I lost.
Oh, you lost?
No, we don't have many of those.
How did you lose?
It was too busy.
In other words, you tried to call, but you didn't get through. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
And do you remember what the game was or what we were asking you to do?
No.
Okay, well, that's fine, because, once again, we try not to challenge too much. Who's this?
This is Danielle Johnson.
Danielle Johnson. What do you do, Danielle?
I go to school.
At Texas A&M or at Blinn or someplace else?
At Consol.
Right. Oh, excuse me. Oh, okay. Well, we did think that you sounded more youthful than a lot of people who call, but yeah, that'd be all right. So how are you classified there?
A sophomore.
Okay, right. What is your favorite extracurricular activity besides going to school? Are you a member of a group or a band or something or anything like that?
No.
Okay, you just go to school and make good grades, right?
Yep.
Okay, here's Tom Turbyville.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
How are you today? Yeah, you can. Yep. All right, Danielle, this is what we've got for you.
Danielle, I've got 4 tickets for you to Schlitterbahn that you can.
Oh, she doesn't like the prize, Tom. Oh, this.
I do too.
Oh,
I do too.
Oh, okay.
This is Schlitterbahn in New Braunfels that you can use, or you can make a friend with it, or whatever.
Sounds like she likes them though.
Yeah,
I do.
The deal is now they're valid either this weekend or during the week if you want to skip school.
Nice job, Tom.
Yeah, thank you.
I like that idea.
But yeah. But they are good until September the 18th, which is a Saturday. So after that, they're no good anymore.
It's
so
this weekend or next weekend?
This weekend or next weekend. You
okay,
got, and
got
you got
this.
4 of them, Danielle. Okay.
Does that work for you?
It does.
In New Braunfels.
Okay, spell your name for me.
D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E.
I did
okay,
that right.
And we got the Johnson part right. Okay, you know where we're located?
My dad probably does.
All right, yeah, we're located in the 5-story mirrored glass building. It's the Crystal Park Plaza right here on the bypass, okay?
Okay.
Good. Have a good day. Thanks, Danielle. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, wow. Don't we have young listeners. Yes. Yeah. Hi there. Who's this?
Mike Spangler.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
Great. What do you do?
I'm a local baker.
Well, that's okay. Plug it.
Yeah. Hey, I work at Albertson's.
Okay. All right. That'll be fun.
But I want to let you know, my 85-pound lab got up on top of my truck and ate my windshield wipers off.
Ah! When did that happen?
About 6 months ago.
Once again, it's a lab. That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
God, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Hi there. Who's this?
Hello, Jake.
Hey.
Hey, Jake.
Jake who?
Jay Evans.
Oh, Jay Evans. What do you do, Jay?
I'm an engineer.
An engineer, like a train engineer or what?
Yeah,
no, I work for a company designing systems of water.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Guess what you win?
No idea.
Okay.
Oh, you got 4 tickets to Schlitterbahn in New Braunfels that are good this weekend or next weekend.
You got 4
till Saturday.
I'm sorry, you weren't fed into it. My fault. Jay, come back. Oh, that was my fault. Oh, that's so terrible. Oh man,
what happened? You hung up on
me? No, your button wasn't pushed. He couldn't hear what you said.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I hate that. All right.
Well, maybe he heard it on the radio.
We'll grab some more.
This is Jay Evans again. You hung up on me.
Sorry, Jay.
Wasn't that rude, Jay?
Yeah, that was my fault. Okay, Jay, this is what you won.
Jay, you win 4 tickets to Schlitterbahn in New Braunfels. Good this weekend or next weekend through Saturday, okay?
I love Schlitterbahn. That's great.
All right, you know where we're located?
Yes, I do.
All right, thanks, buddy. See you later.
There you go.
All right, there. That's all for now.
But
I think we have more.
We do.
Okay.
We have more.
So, call a friend, say, the boys are giving stuff away again, gotta get over.
Trying to unload some Schlitterbahn.
That's right, gotta do that. Okay, here we go, another computer virus on the loose. This latest virus contained in an email with, here you have, in the subject line. Do not click on the link. That opens the attached PDF, which downloads the virus into your computer. Deadline.com reports the virus hit the internet and was a problem in companies yesterday, like AIG, Procter & Gamble, and NASA. Okay. Procter & Gamble and AIG, I mean, I guess there could be people who have time to go out there and do this kind of stuff, but NASA? I mean, should they be doing that? I mean, they're trying to stay alive, aren't they? Best thing they should do is probably keep the old nose to the grindstone doing their work instead of heading out on the computer. But anyway, do not open it. It says, once again, here you have in the subject line.